You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
There are concerns that the recent proposals to cut arts funding will detriment prisoners' access to such programs. Many say that accessing these programs support prisoner rehabilitation and help prepare them for life after their release. I spoke to the Executive Director of Arts Access Aotearoa, Richard Benge, about the impact of funding cuts and the importance of art in prison. What does Arts Access Aotearoa provide to prisoners?
Well, we work with the Department of Corrections, Arapotama Corrections, to enable the department to work with artist tutors so that arts and creativity programs can be delivered to prisoners for the purpose of their rehabilitation. So we're there as a guide and as an advocate to the corrections department, and we're continually proving and advocating the value of creativity as people change, as people step up into new lives.
How do your art initiatives support the Department of Corrections in supporting the rehabilitation of prisoners?
Well, there's a variety of ways that you can engage people where you have to meet them where they're at. So it's really important in Arapotama Corrections, because of the overrepresentation of Māori in the prison muster, that arts and creativity programs have to be tikanga based or have a te ao Māori worldview and relevance to Māori. We work with Māori artists who understand and can provide tikanga based programs that turn people on to their own culture, that offer connection to deep spiritual understanding and a pathway to move forward through culture and arts. So that's one of the main things that we do. But there's so many ways that an arts program can be delivered. It can be through music, it can be through carving, it can be through visual arts, it can be through creative writing. And all these different projects are delivered by what we call providers, but they're actually community organisations often who are very committed to this work, and they really mine down into the needs of individual prisoners. And then what you've got to do is be ready for prisoners when they return to the community and keep the arts link going. And there are community organisations in the community that understand that prisoners are returning and they want to continue their arts and cultural activities and stay out of jail, stay focused on new life.
How would the proposed cuts to arts funding impact the rehabilitation of prisoners?
The government's got to pay for so many things. It's a tricky funding environment out there. Climate change, social needs, everything's up for grabs. What we advocate for is the strategic application of funding for what we call applied arts, or arts and rehabilitation in this case. If you're investing at the beginning of a prisoner's journey through their sentence in arts rehabilitation, then you're turning around the thinking and encouraging the creativity and the higher purpose of the individual. This means that they're less likely to engage in crime in the future. And we're building up evidence of this slowly through other projects we're doing. If you don't invest at this stage, then things become chronic and people act out and more crime happens. So not investing in the arts in this area is not helpful, and we believe that it's a really important place to be investing in for the government. Not the only way to invest in people in prisons. There's lots of programs that need to, like recovery from drug and alcohol, violence prevention, all those sorts of things. And arts, which we could really call creativity in rehabilitation, is a very important part of it, because people get really engaged in creativity. It's an easy thing to connect with, easier thing to connect with.
What would be the wider and long-term effects of cuts to arts funding?
If you cut arts and cultural funding generally across society, you get a very dull, broken, sad place. Generally, communities are stronger when their arts and culture flourish. So if you apply that within the corrections area, then you have less learning, you have less self-awareness, less healing. And it's very important that people, when they're going through sentence, if they are amenable to change, that they have programs that heal them at a very deep level, that get psychological and physical trauma dealt with, and the arts can help this. So we're talking often in this area about arts and health, arts for well-being. Any cuts in this area will be negative. The arts encourage all communities, all people to flourish, to express, have their voices heard, be entertained, be delighted, have their issues promoted. The arts, you know, I don't need to preach to the choir, people that understand this totally get it. But for people who remain to be convinced, what's really important is to know that without the arts, people are more likely to act out badly and be not well. And we want people to be well and to be thriving and to be have stronger communities.
Are there any other policies you would like to see to support corrections in facilitating prisoner rehabilitation?
What's really needed is strategic, planned delivery of any type of program, and it needs committed funding to allow the tutors who are going to deliver the programs to build up their standards, their careers, their availability to do the work in the first place. So we need commitment to the resource of operations funding that is also about paying people to deliver the arts. What's been great in recent years, really helpful, is the government has invested in the arts through the CARE Fund, which was designed for the art sector, people in the art sector to be employed. And we've been helping corrections to find the providers who benefit from that sort of strategic funding to improve their delivery. And that work is being evaluated at the moment. It's really very important. If corrections can be funded to deliver arts projects, that's going to be a really good thing. We will take it from there, but it's really important that everyone understands the value of arts and creativity for well-being within corrections, but also for at the baseline for rehabilitation. It's got to be part of a consistent approach.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Funding arts and creativity in society in general is an investment in the well-being of children, adults, people of all ages. When we have the arts flourishing, you see, the artists are the electric current in our society that lifts us up. They point to things that need to be discussed and highlighted and challenged. They entertain us with delight. Without that, it's a pretty dull world, and let's not have that.
In that interview, I spoke to Arts Access Aotearoa's Executive Director, Richard Bench, on the impact of arts funding cuts on prisoners, namely the potentially detrimental impacts art cuts could have on the rehabilitation of prisoners.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.